where we are is that the consultation closed. The next stage is an inquiry, a public inquiry. Had hoped to have that in February or March time, but it'll now almost certainly be in the first week after the TT, probably only for 2 weeks rather than 3 weeks as we first imagined. But we're still on target to have the area plan for the East in law by the end of 2019. I'm hoping October or November, Tim Ward, at the end of this year. So that's where we are.
So why the pushback?
Probably we're just slightly too ambitious, and it's quite hard to find people to staff a 3 week inquiry in a different country, because the law is slightly different here. Obviously, it's our own law.
Because it has to be an independent inspector.
Has to be an independent inspector. Also, we've had some issues in the office. We've also had massive responses. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to go out to the local authorities and developers and members of the public who've made important submissions, and actually try to understand those submissions more, because the next stage will be a document to complement the one we've already published, which will be correcting typographical errors, correcting cartographic errors, you know, like having the land in the wrong ownership or something like that, or land that isn't open space is actually in somebody's garden. But most importantly, actually responding to some suggestions made to us as part of the consultation. And in that light, I'd really like to thank Douglas Borough Council, Braddon commissioners, Moraine commissioners, Sandon commissioners, for having worked their officers, their commissioners, councillors, with our officers, to actually put together better understanding of what we need to do in Douglas to fill up some of the brownfield sites, better understanding of what people in Union Mills and Glenvine and Crosby and Santon want in their areas. And the more we can agree on, the less that will need to be discussed and argued about at the public inquiry.
In light of the public comment, and not just the local authority comment in the consultation, is there any themes that run through, things that people do want to see tweaked in the next stage of the plan?
Well, I think so. And I think in Tim Ward it was very helpful to have the brownfield site development discussed, because the committee of Tim Ward looked at that. Government accepted all but one of the recommendations that came through from the committee, and that's shown us in the area plan for the East process that there really is an appetite to make sure that we do everything we were planning to do well in terms of the area plan for the East. So my mind has become focused on what's called the comprehensive treatment areas, which were designated in the area plan for the East as Villiers Site and along Market Street and along South Quay.
So all in Douglas, are these areas?
Up in Onchan as well, so around the Onchan School and up there and well. So yeah, it's the area plan for the East. But you know, what we heard in the consultation was that we were right to be focusing on making sure that we deal with those blots on our island, and we come up with solutions using planning, and also very importantly using some items that I hope are going to come up in the budget to actually make sure that we encourage development in those sites. Beyond that, the population in the Isle of Man hasn't been growing. In fact, it's fallen slightly since 2013. So we've been reflecting on what that means and how we go about planning.
Well, how does that play in with the strategic plan? Because it has been raised, that issue, that you're working off a plan which seems to have misjudged the figures. Is there not time for revision, I suppose?
Yeah, and that's what we're constantly doing. The whole planning approach is to plan, to monitor and to manage. And what we've been doing as part of the area plan for the East Place is working out how we manage the situation, because government and Tim Ward, and I hope the Isle of Man's clear objective is to grow the economically active population, because that makes things better for all of us. It encourages the local economy. It makes for a better leisure situation in the Isle of Man. It just basically makes things easier for our society. So that's our political objective. It hasn't been happening as much as we would like. So therefore, we've got to manage housing developments and employment land developments in the light of the reality as well as the aspiration. And that's the sort of thing that we'll be talking about more in the public inquiry.